Now will you notice how he explains the love of God? For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Will you notice that Christ died for the ungodly? That's where God revealed his love. Not that Christ died for good boys and girls. He died for the ungodly. Those that actually were his enemies. Those who hated him. Those are the ones that he said when they were crucifying him, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And you and I were actually in that boat. Now let me say just a word about the love of God. God saves us by love? Oh, no, not love. Again, may I make a personal reference. We had a class down in San Diego on Tuesday evenings many years ago, and now we don't have a class down there. But when we did, there were some hippies that had been listening to my program for some time, and many of them were believers. And they attended the class. They filled the first two rows there every Tuesday night. And one of them, one night, had on his garments the word love. There was love on his cap, his funny coat and funny trousers, and even on his funny shoes. And I asked him why he had that there. And he said, why, man, God is love. Well, I agreed with that. And he says, God saves me by his love. And I said, I disagree with that. God does not save you by his love. That seems startling to a great many folk even today. But actually, friends, God does not save you by his love. You see, God is more than love. He's holy. He's righteous. Now, God cannot open the back door of heaven and slip sinners in under the cover of darkness. And he can't let down the bars of heaven and bring the sinners in. If he does that, he's no better than a crooked judge, lets a criminal off. God has to do something for the guilt of sinners. There must be judgment, you see. But you see, God loves us, and God does love us. Let's not forget that. God loves you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. God loves you. And I think it's wrong to tell little children, if you're mean, Willie, and if you do this bad thing, God won't love you. Well, the interesting thing, God will love little Willie. I don't care what little Willie does. God loved Joe Stalin. I don't know about you. I hated him. And God would have saved Joe Stalin if he'd accepted Christ on his deathbed. I would not have, but God would. God loves you. And I have news for you. You couldn't do anything to keep God from loving you. Now you can step out of the love of God. That's true. For instance, you can't keep the sun from shining, but you can get out of the sunshine. I have a notion right now you're not in the sunshine, but you can put up the umbrella of sin and keep the sun from shining on you. You can put up the umbrella of indifference. You can put up the umbrella of stepping out of the will of God. And all of these things will remove you from the love of God, but God still loves you. And you can come to him anytime you want to. But the interesting thing is God doesn't save you by love. And this fellow says to me, how does God save you? I said, well, I'd ask him for a verse to show God saves us by love. He couldn't mention any. I said, all right, let me take a verse. The word of God says, by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8. God saves us by grace, not by love, you see. And that he gave his son to die for you, so that he pays the guilt of your sin, and our holy God now can save you if you come his way. You'll have to come his way. This idea today, you can come your way. This isn't your universe. It's his universe. You and I don't make the rules. He makes the rules. And he says, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Now notice what he says in verse 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. Now, do you know any folk who would die for you? Could you put on the fingers of one hand those who would be willing to die for you? By the way, could you put on one finger those that love you enough to die for you? Well, you certainly could put it on one finger, because God loves you enough to send his son to die for you. And if it was necessary, he'd appear right now to die for you again, if it would take that to save you. He loves you that much. Verse 8, but God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For you and for me, that's where God revealed his love. And God doesn't save us, beloved. He now saves us by grace because the guilt of sin has been removed by the death of Christ, and he can hold out his arms to save you today. Let me amplify this today. God so loved the world that did he save the world? No, he doesn't save, beloved. He did this. God so loved the world, he gave his son to die. Couldn't ask him to do any more than that because you and I are sinners. But whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have you accepted his invitation? He loves you, but he doesn't save you till you trust Christ.